This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Thuy Nguyen. First name is Thuy, T-H-U-Y, last name is Nguyen, H-U-Y-N-H. Date of birth 10/28/1974. This letter is being written to Dr. Tuan Phan. First name is Tuan, T-U-N. Last name is Phan, P-H-A-N Phan. Address 1569 Lex Ann Avenue, Suite 120, San Jose, California 95121. Telephone number 408-270-4267. Fax number 408-270-3594. Dear Dr. Tuan Phan, T-U-N-T-U-A-N-P-H-A-N. This is, thank you for asking me to see this 49-year-old female in allergy consultation period. As you know, I saw her in March 2018, and overall she has been doing quite well, period. She came to our office on 2/13/23 with the following problem. Number one, recurrent nasal congestion and sneezing. And as you know, she has some pollen allergies. Period. She takes Benadryl and has taken Zyrtec in past with definite benefit. Period. Number two, there is no history of any coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, or anything to suggest asthma. Number three, history of itchy throat, itchy mouth, and at times itching on her hands whenever she's exposed to vegetables and fruits, period. Specific names are number one, apple, number two, pears, number three, watermelons, number four, some green vegetables, period. There is no history of any throat tightness, coughing, wheezing, abdomen, or any angioedema or urticaria with the ingestion of any foods, period. Although she might have some bloated feeling with apples, but no other significant symptoms, period. She has no trouble with nuts, fish, meats, dairy, or any other foods. Period. Overall, she eats just about everything and does not seem to have any any significant issues, period. At times, she would avoid eating apples, pears, and watermelons just because she knows that there will be some minor itching, period. There is some minor itching on her hands whenever she cuts vegetables, period. There are no significant other reactions to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Overall, she is in decent health, period. I was lucky to get a Vietnamese interpreter and obtained a very decent history, period. Examination, examination was completely normal, period. I got some RAS testing and her serum IgE is 372, which is mildly elevated. She had very minor 1+ reaction to some fruits and vegetables, but no other significant reactions were identified, period. Interestingly, she had no reaction to apples and pears, period. I believe most of these reactions are cross-sensitization and do not actually represent skin allergies, do not represent any significant allergies, period. New paragraph, brief allergy testing to various vegetables and fruit was revealed a mild reaction to ginger, to which she has no complaints, period. There were no significant reactions to any other foods or vegetables, period. I believe she has oral allergy syndrome and appropriate recommendations were made, period. My final diagnosis, number one, oral allergy syndrome. Number two, mild allergy, contact type allergy to certain vegetables. Number three, history of allergic rhinitis. My treatment plan, number one, avoid any food that causes significant symptoms. Number two, Benadryl or Claritin can be taken for any allergies. Number three, Kenalog 0.1% cream for any significant rashes, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies with the warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Thuy Nguyen. Thank you.